Okay, RT Cruiser, you lost your mother? Like, you misplaced her? Or like,
I don't want to make a joke. If
yeah, like, you've lost your mother? Like, she died? Or you've lost your mother, like, you're at the store with her and you have no idea what fucking aisle she's on?
Is he listening? Because was he ever connected to show audio?
No, he's probably listening on Pride 48. So it's going to be another, 10 seconds or so. But have we, are we still on YouTube? Are we off of YouTube?
We are, but we'll, I'll go off.
Good night, Let's YouTube. See.
Good night, YouTube. Good night, recording. Turn off that recording.
Oh, he took her shopping.
You know what I forgot to do?
Okay, good. So yeah, she's not dead. He took her shopping.
Okay.
Woo. And he lost her.
That was, whew, don't scare us.
It was very scary.
I mean, maybe it still is scary that you lost your mother, but.
I lost my mother. It's not fun. Anyway, oh, listening on YouTube. Now he's in Discord. I see him in Discord. Anyway, Adam, I wanted to.
Good. He made the train. He made the switch. You know, I've been working, speaking of the website.
Yeah.
I've been working on the website.
I know.
And I
know. You messaged me excitedly the other day.
Yeah, and you never responded.
You know, Adam, I'm trying to, like.
It was after work hours.
Okay, you don't remember your first week at a company where you're like trying to like read and catch up? And I was just very.
Okay.
Why would I want, it wasn't a feature that I wanted. So it's like, I get it,
but it's a good feature.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying that it was like not something that.
So I'll just tell everyone who.
Please do. Please tell us.
Who cares to listen.
Please tell us, Adam, what is the new feature that you texted me excitedly about?
Well, I'm going to start with a different one because I want to drag it out.
I'm going to build up to
build up.
Here are the top five things that Adam did. Number three will shock you. Let's see, it's clickbait. It's clickbait, Adam. It's clickbait.
Is that I changed the player on the page and it's much better and it's pretty. It's like a rainbow player. I don't know if you've seen it. I just changed it yesterday or day before. So it looks like a little rainbow on there. And I also fixed it so that it, now right now it's just a live stream and the live stream doesn't say who it is. I think I should figure out a way for it to put the Gay Mix streaming live or something like that. But
see, when I go to the website, I'm getting it, site can't be reached.
For some reason, it occasionally will say that, but if you, it either takes it a minute to load or you need to reload it.
It's thinking. It's spinning and a thinking. It's picking and a grinning, Adam. It's just a picking and a grinning.
Well, there's also, it's the server is under heavy load at the moment.
Oh, why is it under heavy load?
Because I'm transcribing 7,000 Pride 48 show episodes. And there's a new player.
Yeah.
There's the episodes are brand new episodes.
Yeah.
It's downloading episodes brand new, fresh. Like every day, Big Fatty is going to be the fresh Big Fatty.
Okay.
But what it's doing that it didn't do before is it's deleting old episodes.
Okay.
So, but the other thing is, the show page now lists the shows in order of most recent episode posted. So you can see like what's the show that, you know, posted recently. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is I added a search episodes, and this is why I'm transcribing 7,000 episodes, because there is a semantic search now that you can go in and search for like Grape Festival or something like that. Yeah. And you can narrow it down to a specific podcast. You can look in all podcasts. You can do a date range. Mm-hmm. And you can look. So, you know, when we're saying, what did we talk about, you know, an airplane crash on, you know, when did we talk about that? You can now put that in and figure out what episode it was in.
Yeah, I wrote a whole product that does that. That I know. Actually pulls the clip.
Yeah, you did. So, and then that's it. That's the feature. features.
Okay.
And the design's different, but
I
won't pull up for you.
Well, I you said website, and so I thought you meant the Mix Minus podcast website.
No, the Pride 48 website.
And now you're talking about the Pride 48 website. So, okay, now it came up here. I see. And where do I find the player that has the I hear myself. You said website, and so I thought you meant the Mix Minus podcast website.
No, the Pride 48 website.
And now you're talking about the Pride 48 website. So okay, now it.
I wonder
came
when
up
I'm going to start talking.
When will I hear? Where do I find the player that has the
Players on the.
Well, I there we go.
Oh, I hear myself.
You said website, okay, and so I thought you meant
that's awesome.
You do.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway.
That's the player.
Yeah.
The rainbow player.
Rainbow player.
And then there's the build feed page where you can. Oh, I didn't even say that. We talked about it. No, and you said it wasn't useful for you.
Tell us about anyone the build who wants a to, feed.
If you've ever thought, I wish I had one feed that had all of my favorite Pride 48 shows in it.
All of them.
So I don't want to have to subscribe individually to one podcast at a time.
Right.
You can go over to pride48.com and you can click on build a feed.
Yes.
And it lists all the active Pride 48 podcasts. You can check the ones that you want.
Yeah.
Just the ones that you want. Don't check the ones you don't want.
Don't check the ones you don't want.
And then it will create, you click a button down at the bottom and it will generate a special feed just for you.
Just for you.
And it's even got a custom album art.
Oh.
That's a brand new Pride 48 album art, but it has overlaid the thumbnails of the podcast that you selected.
Oh.
As well. And you can subscribe and then you can pick the latest 5, the latest episode, the latest 10, or the full back catalog, whatever you want in the RSS feed.
So there you go. Wow, I didn't know that half of these shows still did shows.
They do.
Oh my God, they're still talking?
Well, okay. I put in the same feed as Pod as My Co-Pilot for that one.
Oh.
So that's the reason it's showing up. It's just Pod as My Co-Pilot.
But they're up here. Pod as My Co-Pilot's up here. I'm just saying that's listed twice then.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's one less.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow. Minority.
Now, these are all shows that have had a show within the past year.
Oh, past year.
Yeah, the past year.
The Fruits podcast.
But if you click on it,
if
you go to the show page.
Shows page.
If you go to the show page and you click on the show, it'll tell you when the last episode was. If that's something that you want to know.
Well, yeah, it is. So I'm trying to find them here. So the Fruits podcast. I'm going to click on that to the Fruits podcast.
And like I said, the server is under load at the moment. So
don't talk about load. Lamont Cranston. It looks like Foul Monkeys is not.
So it was March 10th.
The feed is healthy. And the last, it was March 10th. So quite a while ago.
Yeah. But I said within a year.
The Queer Time Capsule podcast hosted by best friends Nicholas and Benjamin.
The thrust is clear.
Kind of spooky.
How are you doing?
Wow.
Doing good, a little tired.
That was quick. Here.
It's been almost a year since we last recorded. The last time we recorded was September 27th. So we're going to
So they record once a year. But they're still around.
Describe your past year.
Three words for my past year.
Yes, long.
Stress, relief, and hope.
Oh. Is it stress, relief, or is it stress relief?
No, it's stress, then relief, then
hope. And hope. Okay. Yeah. Why those three?
Well, stress because I'm graduated now. I'm done. I'm done for 3 months now at this point.
Oh.
And this time last year, I was stressed, and I was stressed for the rest
of the year. So are we just going to listen to other podcasts?
Yeah, that's what level 13 has become. Level 13 has now become listening to other podcasts.
You too, listener.
Yes.
Can go over to pride48.com.
You can have a feed.
You can click on the show page.
That has Fruit Loops in it.
Yeah. You can build your own feed, and you can include fruits in there if you want to.
Yeah.
You can include.
Yeah.
You can't include old ones. Oh, another thing I tried to do.
Yeah.
But Alice couldn't completely help me.
Okay.
I was looking for old Archer episodes. And there's only about 350 that are online.
Yeah.
Out of like 1,400.
Yeah.
His website is still there.
Yeah.
There's a certificate error, but you can get past it. And okay. I downloaded all the ones that Alice could find.
Yeah, but...
But she couldn't find a bunch.
Yeah, because he stopped paying to host a lot of his old ones. So I think Moose P probably has them on, like, he has them, I think.
So how would I get a hold of Moose P?
You would send an email to Moose P.
But I don't think I have his email address.
I think his email address is literally moosep@gmail.com. Let me go over here to
Gmail. I mean, I can message him in Blue Sky.
He's quite busy on Blue Sky. You could also get a message to him through Big Fatty, probably. But let's see, Moose... Okay.
How do I message somebody in Blue Sky? Is there a message place in Blue Sky? I subscribe to porn in Blue Sky, and sometimes it's a little bit
If you wanted to send a direct message, it's not called a direct message, it's called chat. So you just over on the main Blue Sky menu, you go to chats.
Sometimes I open it up and there's a huge dick, is what I'm saying. and it scares me for a moment. I'm like, whoa, what's that? Okay, new chat. Moose P.
It does. I do wish there was a way to separate the porn from the regular posts. Because when I want to look at porn. And when I don't, I don't.
Is there something like a list or something? Could you create
You can make your own things.
So maybe it would need to be something like that where you make lists.
Got another notification. Halfway through the Three Stooges episode, aka level 13. Oh, that's Kathy Bacon was listening to the level 13 episode. Which I don't need to tell you that because you are level 13 listeners. So you already know that. Adam, I did want to talk to you about a couple of things. The first thing I want to talk to you about was you don't listen to level 13, which is fine. I don't expect you to. You were on the show, so it's fine. But I want to play you. This is what the listeners... Wait, would you rather hear what it sounded like or what the listeners are now enjoying? Which do you want to hear first?
Well, let's hear what it originally sounded like first.
Okay. So what it originally sounded like.
Okay, so we're... hi, everyone.
Hi.
We're here at the Fat Villa.
Yes.
In South Kakalaki.
Yes. I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
That never gets old. That's always hilarious.
No, yeah.
So I have two questions for Big Fatty.
Question number one.
Did you hear that thunder in the background?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. This is this is what they're hearing. This is what the our level 13 folks are hearing. You ready?
Or do we have a report? Okay, so we're hi everyone.
Hi.
We're here at the Fat Villa.
Yes.
Much better.
In South Kakalaki.
Yes. I'm excellent. Thank you for asking.
That never gets old. That's always hilarious.
No, yeah.
So I have two questions for Big Fatty.
Question number one.
So I've been in and out of his restroom several times over the last couple of days.
Yeah, see?
Number one, why do you have a...
I think and I use the Adobe podcast, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And...
you know, I never used his bathroom the whole time we were there.
How? We were there a lot.
I don't know, but I never used it. I'm just thinking back. Oh, I never even went into that hallway.
Hold on, Adam. Lamont Cranston says that he downloaded most of the Archer episodes. Email me a link somewhere to upload them to, and I'll send them. So Lamont Cranston has some of them.
Okay. You know what? I'll do that right now.
Anyway, Adam... Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome that it just kind of like analyzes it and then fixes it and like because we were talking, at one point we're trying to talk to Alice, but she won't answer me. So I yell at his Siri, which is across the room, and it answers, and it all just sounds local. It just, you know, everything is leveled. It sounds like it's, you know, all happened without any echo, without any whatever. It was just, I was impressed. It took out a lot of bass.
Yeah. Well, you add a lot of bass in.
On my Android phone?
You add a lot of big bottom.
That's here.
No,
but
just
this
normally
is,
here. You know,
but that's, no, I'm just saying it sounded flat. It was, you know, it took out some of the nuance of the voice. Regardless, I think that was it. I think that's all I wanted to say, other than, you know, you're putting your server under load.
Yeah.
Yet when I was on the server, on the Mix Minus server, posting the after show, the level 13 show that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice that there were just a ton of, there's a WordPress update and there's a bunch of plugin updates. And I thought you.
I didn't just do it. I just updated everything 3 days ago or something.
I'm not on the Mix Minus podcast.
Yes, I did.
No, I'm going to go. Did. I'm heading there right this very moment, well, Adam. I'm heading there right now, right this very moment.
They've come up since I did it.
We're the same WordPress 7.1 is available. Please update now. Has it just, even though that's been there for a month?
It hasn't.
What are you talking about? It has. Hold on.
Lies.
Hold on. When did WordPress 7.1 come out?
If you
August 19th, it has been there since August 19th.
You can update it.
But my point was you were saying,
I have
agents that are out there taking care of these. And it's like,
I thought I did.
There's 10 updates, two plugins that need updating.
No, the agents are taking care of the server, but I manually went in. I must have done Geeky Gay and Pride 48 and forgot to do the gay mix.
Okay.
But I'm working on it. I'm slowly getting things under control.
You know, OpenAI
will shortly be under control.
Did you see the announcement from this afternoon from OpenAI?
No. What was it?
Well, I'm playing it for you right now.
They've reached...
ChatGPT work and use the tools you already use through plugins. But some tools don't have a plugin. Others live in a desktop app or a website where I've already signed in. And that's where computer use and Chrome use come in. They're only available in the Work tab of the ChatGPT desktop app, not in regular ChatGPT, on the web or on your phone. Computer use lets ChatGPT use desktop apps just like you do. It can click, type, and move between apps and windows. Chrome use is the same thing in your browser, using websites where you're already signed in. And both can work in the background, so you can keep using your computer. Before accessing an app or website, ChatGPT asks for permission. You can allow it once or let it remember your choice for next time. I'm using dictation here, so I can say what I need instead of typing it. Play my daylist in Spotify. This is a small task, but it makes the distinction clear. There isn't a special Spotify integration here. ChatGPT is using the desktop app I already use. On a Mac, it can handle a task like this in the background while I keep working. I can watch it, take over, or stop whenever I want. And if I want.
So, in other words, you could say, load this file, load that audio file into Audacity, and it would go the computer use plugin. If you were doing this in ChatGPT work, would go and launch Audacity and load the file in it, right? And then you can also use it, the Chrome plugin there works for any website that you're already logged in. So like if you already have a New York Times account or whatever and you're logged into it in Chrome, you can say, go through the New York Times stories and summarize all of it.
Yeah, I've already been using that feature. They just announced it today.
Well, I mean, they came out with the video. The two came out, you know, as a bundle today. Yeah.
Well, I thought I was using the use my browser last this week. Is, but
yeah, but that's not the same one, is it?
Like, well, it was
computer.
It said I can open I can use a tab that's already open, and I said, hey, I want you to update the DigitalOcean settings. Okay. I'm already logged into DigitalOcean.
Well,
and it's like, yeah, perfect. And
I mean, just because they made the announcement today doesn't mean it came out the other day. Maybe you
now
found it when it first came out.
Now, I will say, like with automation, when I was a test automation engineer, it is not by any means perfect. And the other thing is, it is slow.
Yeah.
It is slow. So I don't.
We have updates here. Lamont has 1,489 episodes of Archer, but they're numbered to 1490. One is missing, which is, I think, is the one when he quit when someone tried to ruin his life. Yeah, there was one episode he took down that kind of was lost to history or whatever. So there you go, Adam. There's the full Archer radio catalog. Lamont Cranston has it. He can deliver it to you if you provide him a location to deposit it, like a Google Drive link or something like that.
Lamont, check your email. You should have gotten a folder.
Oh my
shared.
God, look at that. Already gotten it. Look at the efficiency, Adam. The
efficiency of this show.
The efficiency of the show is amazing. It is.
I've already handled Tony's support call from earlier.
You know what? Yeah. Tony, just use the voice recorder, buddy. Just use your life will be so much easier with the voice recorder. I wonder if he's doing it because he thinks that he can't use the voice recorder with the Bluetooth in his car. You can use the voice recorder with the Bluetooth in your car. You can still do it just like a phone call with the thing, you know, with the microphones in the car.
So there was one other card from me. And so I was home. Yeah. I mean, I'm home all the time now.
Yeah.
But I was home yesterday and I, get a knock at the door.
A knock.
And normally I wouldn't say that I'm rude, but normally I'm fairly dismissive when people come to the door. I'm like, I already have it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know, because I want to end the conversation as quickly as possible. Because these people will just, you can tell them, because we get solicitors all the time that want to, that are like lawn companies.
Yes.
And we already have a lawn company.
Yes.
And you tell them, I've already got a lawn company. Well, what do they do? Well, it doesn't matter what they do. I told you, I've already got a lawn company. So anyway, this is the kind of, so normally I try to just say, no, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate you coming up, but I've got to go bye and close the door.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, I decided to entertain this person.
Okay.
And it was a roofer.
Yeah. Was he cute?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
Not even in the least bit.
Wow.
He even had bad teeth, like, you know, meth teeth. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you've been doing a lot of math and your
you
teeth
are. You're becoming an old man. You like need the it's like, oh, talk to me, please. Won't you please like interact with me?
So I decided to talk to him. So he got, and we had already had a guy do a look, because we had a hailstorm maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
And so all the roofs are being replaced around here, like all of them. But I asked my stepfather, I'm like, hey, do you know any roofers? Because I'd like to get it, but I want to trust whatever they're telling me. And, you know, because some of them were just trying to sell a roof.
Yep.
And so he gave me the name of somebody that he said was reputable, and they did a drone thing where they flew a drone over the house and took pictures and all that. And they said, yes, there is a little bit of damage, but you could really wait until the next hailstorm. Like, you don't have to get it done right now. Well, this guy's like, well, you know, he's like, did they climb up on your roof? Because he's like, they can't see everything from drones. So he was just selling me hard. And he's like, you know, I'm going to be here in the neighborhood tomorrow. Do you want me to, I'm like, do you want me to do an estimate or do you want me to look at your roof? And, you know, he was just wearing me down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, fine. I'm like, if you want to look at my roof, by all means, look at my roof. You know, wow. Knock yourself out.
Wow.
So he came back today, looked at my roof, and guess what?
Yeah, I bet you need. I bet you need to. You need some repairs. Urgently.
I need some repairs.
Yeah, urgently, probably.
So he said it'll probably start leaking within a year to 2 years,
which would be within the time of the next hailstorm, like the other roofing company said.
And because
it's not like this is the first or the last hailstorm that you're going to get.
No, we'll have more hailstorms.
Yes.
And, but now I don't know what to do, because he's like, well, you really should, he said, at least by May, like at the latest I would have it replaced.
Stop. Look, the man said the exact same thing that the other place said, but he spun it differently. Both places said, essentially what both places said is, you know what? If it fails, it's going to be another year or two before it fails. It's not damaged enough for it to fail immediately. This is a one.
You're right.
Or two
they did kind of say the same thing.
They both said the same thing. One of them was honest and said, you know what? There's going to be more hailstorms. I would just wait till the next big hailstorm. And if it does more damage, then we can take care of all of it at once, because this isn't an immediate need. The other guy is just like, I need money because I'm poor. I mean, because the tariffs are killing me, but I still voted for Trump. I'm just going to tell you that you know, well, you know, I wouldn't wait. You know, it'll last a year or two at best, but it's like, I wouldn't wait, you know. But it's like, but he gave the same estimate. It's all still a year or two.
I don't know what my deductible is, but I want to say for a house, your deductible is like 1%. It's like a percent of the home value or something. So it's not like it would be a cheap repair. We'd still have to pay a pretty hefty deductible.
What are these things that are popping up?
Oh, it's just the social thing. It's just hashtag question. It was just a test.
I'm like, people are asking a thing. Uh-oh. Kathy Marshall has emailed the support line. Please resend me the RSS link to level 13.
You could probably send that to her.
I can do that right this very moment because
we're fielding support questions tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any,
I just did this for Gary in Portland, but then he said he couldn't get the feed to work in his.
Well, he must not use.
No, he uses Apple
Podcast.
He says he uses Apple Podcast. And so I said, oh, you should be able to just add this manually, this RSS feed manually. And I sent it to him. And then he said, it says that there's no new episodes. So then I just sent him the direct link to the episode, you know, like to the web player.
And then he left, and now he's listening to that instead of listening to us.
No, we were playing it before the show. It's fine. But yeah, Kathy Marshall, I sent you the, so if you can figure out how to get it to work in Apple Podcasts, then share that information with Lamont Krantz. Not Lamont Krantz.
No, with Gary.
With Gary in Portland. I'm very, oh, what's the word?
I don't know. You're very what?
And just, I'm very out of it. I'm very, kind of.
You didn't really talk about, how your week was.
I did. I, like I said, I did onboarding all week. So it's like, I don't really have a lot to say. It was just all onboarding this week. And, you know,
so you haven't really started your actual job yet.
No, it's, I had one meeting this week near the end of this week that was, you know, could lead to a concrete project, but you got to remember they don't have another AI enablement engineer that I'm coming into this department or whatever. It's like, this is new, right? So I'm kind of forging
your own path.
So I
figuring out what projects.
So we had a meeting with a department that my boss had said, like, this is a good, probably a good place to start because they do a lot of repetitive stuff. And so I met with them, and but it was only like a half hour meeting, and I you know, I came up with several ideas, but I need to kind of understand their workflow, and I don't have access to a lot of their stuff right now, so that's the frustrating thing. But you know, it's all like by the end of the day today, I had, you know, access to my AI tools that I needed. I have access to, you know, some stuff, but, you know, I have a general idea of the, you know, where to find things, where to look up things, where to, and then I found a couple of other groups that were doing AI stuff that I kind of joined into those groups, and now I'm on those meetings, and, but those aren't until, you know, next week. So, you know, it's, I'm slowly getting there, you know, kind of, you know, it's like, and I have such PTSD from Greenway that I'm just like, oh my God, they're going to fire me if I don't, like, you know, do something amazing in a week. But then I have to remember back that when I was at Yale, yeah, I couldn't do anything at Yale for like 2 weeks because IT didn't give me a password. Like that's how bureaucratic it was there. Like it took 2 weeks to get, I had like 5 tickets open in my company to get access to things. And like, they've only addressed like one of them by the end of the week. So it's kind of, you know, it's just learning the lay of the land, learning what you can put a ticket in for and what you have to not only put a ticket in for, but then also turn around and Slack message them and go, hey, why haven't you done, you know, like, why
which ones require follow-up?
Yeah. And it's kind of, you know, just every company has its own heartbeat, its own kind of rhythm. But everybody there is great. And everybody really seems to, you know, one of the most impressive things that I saw was the product itself, like was the product that we sell itself. Like when they demoed it, we had like a little half hour demo with it. I mean, granted, it's a demo, so everything is, you know, happy path. But I was like, wow, that's awesome. Like, that's an awesome product. Like, that's really cool. And, you know, so I'm excited. Because it's like, you know, the company's doing well. Everybody there is jazzed. Everybody's good on the mission. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are very happy to work there, unlike where I left from, where people were not happy. You know, so it's kind of a culture change there. But I, you know, I've met some nice people. And I definitely will do stuff. It's just... It's all new, right? So we've got to kind of have to carve out this little channel there. So
I was thinking about it, and if we're going to host entire back catalogs, I'll have to find a cheaper way to store things because storage on DigitalOcean is not that cheap. So
yeah,
I'm wondering if I could do like the slower storage, but will that work to serve an audio? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Amazon slow storage. What do they call it?
Glacial storage.
Glacial storage or something where you pay a lot less.
But is S3 that expensive?
No, but isn't that the same thing? Isn't that what that is?
No, S3 also has... So there's regular S3 storage, and then you can get like ultra S3 storage, which is the, you know, high volume stuff. That's more expensive. But the regular storage, it's, you know, it's just regular hard drives. Like if you don't need like SSD speeds and stuff like that, they've got like, you know...
I mean, technically I could store it on one of my computers but...
You could.
I'd have to connect, though, into my internal network, and so.
Or you could, with Tailscale, you could connect your local server to your, because you have a server, right? Like server
well,
that
I mean,
you can
I have computers. I have computers.
I'm talking about your the one, the DigitalOcean one is a server, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can install software on it.
Yes.
So you can install Tailscale on it. Which then puts it in within the same network as your server at your house. And then, yes, you could map onto your server, map that Tailscale server, that drive. You could mount it as a drive for your server.
I see
and
what
then,
you're saying.
And then you could serve it as though it was from there, but behind the scenes, it would be coming across the wire. So it'd be coming to your house.
And I can do all of that while at the same time my server is accessible from the internet at an IP address that's not my internal IP address?
Yeah, because the server is on Tailscale with your home computer. The internet isn't. Like the web server on your server, the thing that people are interacting with isn't on the same network as your home network.
Right.
In other words, it's just that machine, like if they were to somehow root your machine, they could then get to your internal network, maybe. But in this case, it's just a file share. So it's not like you're doing an SSH across. You're not actually giving them any kind of remote connection other than just an SMB, really. It's just like, here you go, here's the files, and you can access these. So yeah, it's not a high risk in my opinion. Tailscale has its own secure certificates behind it, right? So that's one of the nice things is I can just put stuff on my local server here. All my other devices are on my tailnet, and because they're on my tailnet, I automatically get secure connections. So I can run. I don't have to have a certificate on my server for all my web projects. I just run them as straight out HTTP, and then Tailscale adds an HTTPS on top of it on a different port that I then I have a, so that way I can get to them on my phone and my tablet without saying like, this is an unsecure website, you're not allowed to go, you know, you have to like get past it and stuff like that. So this way it makes
you know,
it a
you
blessed.
Can just use CertBot for that.
Yeah, but this handles all of that automatically.
Okay.
And you understand that doesn't work on mobile, or it could have problems
on mobile. Back-end server, it works. If it's the back-end server, yes, it works. But yeah, for mobile, I don't know how you do that because I've not.
Yeah, but this takes care of that.
I've not tried to do a certificate for an Android app.
This takes care of that. So it's all taken care of automatically so that I can, from my Android phone, like just like we did when we were traveling, that was using Tailscale to talk to the servers here. So every time that I was talking to Sebastian, we were talking to my Linux server over here in the corner.
I see. Cool. Well, I've already got a bunch of files. Yeah, but I'm going to have to figure out where to host these because in DigitalOcean, the storage is too expensive. So I'm either going to have to do something like Amazon or... do it.
I feel
or they
like
they may have a cheaper storage option, but if I increase the hard drive space on my server, that's a very expensive proposition.
Yeah, but I feel like you can do really like how much space do you have on your Google Drive? Because I have 2 terabytes, I think, right? What do you have on your...
I have 2 terabytes, and I've used 683 gig.
Right, and he's just saying this is just his entire library for Archer is just 41 gig. Remember, you can use direct links direct from, you know, Google Drive. It just, they'll shut you down if there's high traffic, but no one's, there's not, these are old shows. I mean, these are, you know, if they have 1 or 2 downloads a year, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so you could do either a Google Drive or even a, you know, something like that, that costs, you know, something that you're already paying for. You could do that or do Dropbox or something like that. They have high volume accounts that you can do that with.
And was it that Auntie Scott doesn't want his old episodes archived?
Probably. I feel like that's what he said.
Okay. Because I was going to say, we could host his shows as well.
I mean, you could re-ask him because I don't know. I don't remember, but re-ask him. Anyway, all right. I have a D&D game in the morning.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
We play 10 to 3 on Saturdays once a month.
Okay.
This is over at my nephew's house, over at Derek's house. So I need to go.
Okay. Well, I have a haircut in the morning, but I didn't want to say anything because I was late getting here.
Well, Lamont and Kathy Marshall, the two hangouts,
Remainers.
The Remainers here, have a good evening. Level 13, those of you listening, that would be Tony in Illinois and Brian. Have a good evening. yeah, I know. We're ending before Lamont goes to bed. That's crazy. That's unheard of in history. All right. Good night. Level 13.
Good night, all.